Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays, Andrew Zarian, and it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to get into. NXT is tonight, AEW Dynamite is tomorrow, and last night was Monday Night Raw. We've got about a week and a half, 2 weeks, until the big WWE Elimination Chamber show in Australia. At this point, Bronson Reed will not be on the show. I don't know what the heck is going on there. But we will talk about that today, the Raw show from last night, and plenty more. SmackDown Friday is going to be a big show. Logan Paul is on the show in a match. He will be facing The Miz on television. And The Rock and Roman Reigns will both appear. The show should do a gigantic number. And I got something I want to say about The Rock and Roman Reigns after the break, which maybe somebody could clear up for me, but doubtful. Steve Austin and CM Punk, will they have a match together someday? I guess the answer is maybe. Tony Khan talked about making AEW a safe working environment. Our own Rocky Romero, I shouldn't call him our own, but he's been on the show so many times, he's basically our own. Now also working for AEW. He's got 75,000 jobs in this business, so all the best to him. We got a lot of notes on Collision, Rampage, and SmackDown numbers. All the shows did very well this week, so that's good news. And as noted, the Raw report as well. If you'd like to text us here today, we should have a lot of time for your feedback. 425-780-7566 is the text message line. 425-780-7566. FRWOnline at gmail.com. FRWOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. X. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I don't even know why I'm starting with this, except I'm a glutton for punishment. I can only imagine how mad people are going to get, but tough luck. If you don't like it, have your own show. So, I was thinking about this Rock, Roman Reigns, Cody thing that's going on right now.
All right.
And, you know, I've been hearing a lot from people over the last couple of days. I can't even say the word on the air.
Poop show?
Sure, yeah. God, they go this way, they go that way. It's so convoluted. What a mess. Cody gives up his spot, then he gets his spot back. Blah, blah, blah. Now, I'm going to make it abundantly clear. See, Lenny's already on. He's on fire. It's stupid! Okay, listen. All right. Do you remember a year ago? I do. I don't know how. But last year, we had Roman Reigns as champion, and they had a plan. And that was Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. Okay? Now, I still believe to this day that Cody was supposed to win last year, and Vince waltzed in that weekend and changed it. I believe that. It makes sense. You look at the post-WrestleMania booking. All of the post-WrestleMania booking makes way more sense if Cody's champ than if he's not champ. He's facing Brock. Roman Reigns is doing nothing but tag matches and vacations. It makes much more sense that Cody was supposed to win, but that got changed like the day of the show. But doesn't matter. Regardless, Cody and Roman was the main event of WrestleMania, right? Okay.
Yes.
So, then we had that show with Drew challenging for the title, and everybody was like, man, you know, maybe Drew should win.
Clash at the Castle.
Clash at the Castle. Maybe Drew should win. Like, he's hot. This is the moment. Let's do it. Well, they didn't. They stuck to their plan. Okay? Well, then we had the Sami Zayn deal in Montreal. Even I said, you know what? This is freaking hot. Like, maybe he should win the title from Roman. What happened? He didn't. They stuck to their plan. Right?
Yes.
Tell me when I'm telling lies. Okay? So, they've been spending a year building up to Rockin' Cody again. Or I'm sorry, Roman Reigns and Cody again. Well, who waltzes in and gets a spot on the board in $30 million? The Rock. Cody wins the Royal Rumble. Again, stop me when I'm telling lies here. Cody wins the Rumble. He's supposed to show up on SmackDown and say who he's going to face. We're going to finally get this big moment. Well, the guy shows up. They do an angle. And he says, I actually, you know what? I'm not going to challenge you at Rumble. Guy's practically crying. Can't even keep a straight face. Rock shows up. Waltzes his way into the ring. Gives Cody the handshake and the hug, which Cody clearly wants virtually nothing to do with. And Cody walks away. Okay? And so Rock and Roman Reigns have a stare down. And what happens that weekend? Everybody turns on it. They don't want to see it. We get the We Want Cody thing. We have death threats towards Ava. Like, Rock is totally booed out of the building. It's clearly a match that nobody wants to see. Okay? Well, they go to the thing on Thursday, and what do? They get back to Cody versus Roman. Now, you could say, well, maybe that was the plan the entire time. Well, maybe it was. But you know what? It's really weird that Cody won the Royal Rumble, and then they shot an angle where he gave up his spot. He didn't come out and say, you know, just the whole promo, and then say, you know, I want to take everything from you. Rock's music hits, Rock comes out, he has a stare down, and that's the segment. And Cody doesn't make a decision. Like, in the storyline, Cody made a decision. I will not face you at Mania. I will step aside. That's a really weird thing to do if this was the plan the entire time. And as Dave noted yesterday, well, and no, Cody was supposed to win the Rumble. Don't start that. They had Cody winning the Rumble shirts out immediately. That was the plan the entire time. So my point here is, you know, Dave noted yesterday that they had a special on E! About The Rock that was filmed last week. Rock's talking about his kids. And you know what happened? They said on the show that it is The Rock and Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania, taped a week ago. So what I actually think happened was Rock showed up, decided this is going to be the year, decided he was taking that main event or whatever. They shifted and they shot the angle. The fans totally rejected it. And I think, to their credit, they shifted back to Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. And everybody complaining about how it's stupid and it's convoluted and it's idiocy. Yeah, you know what they did is they had an idea and it didn't work, and so they changed course. So we should actually be happy about that.
Wait, hold on. Don't you act indignant towards fans.
I am indignant.
That thought it sucked?
No, it did suck. Stop. It did suck.
Oh, my God.
My point is... My point is...
You're puffing up here.
Last year...
Oh, they changed course.
No, I'm going to mute you. You're not listening. Last year, everybody cried because they wouldn't change course. They cried about it. They wouldn't change course. This year, it appears they did change course, and people are still crying about it. So my point is, what do you want? You want to stick with Rock and Roman Reigns?
Calm down. That's what I want you to do. Yes, we should be happy they changed course, but
exactly.
Brian, it does not give them a free pass for fans to look at this and blow it, want them to blow it out their rear end, because that's what they've been doing. It's convoluted. It's messy. At the time all of this is going on with real world issues, makes it even worse. It's like, what the hell is going on with this place? Everything has been so foolish and silly in this lead up. It's just been convoluted. So yeah, I guess if you want to be just so firm in your stance that now everybody needs to shut up and be happy with the fact that they turned back course. No, we don't have to be quite happy about that yet. We got to see what the rest of this build is, including how, if possibly, they play a tag title match or a tag team match into one of these nights.
I think we are getting a tag match.
If The Rock's presence overshadows Cody's story, again, we'll see what happens with this. But, man, I am surprised you are this fired up that people should now be happy with
the fact that they should be happy. I asked a question. Why were you angry last year that they refused to change course? And then this year when they changed course to what the people actually want, it's like, oh, it's convoluted booking and they're blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the thing where Cody said, I don't want the match, that was the whole thing was stupid. It's the same.
It hasn't been explained, Brian. It hasn't been explained.
I don't want to blame Dwayne.
You can.
But seems to me that, like, last year this whole thing got screwed up because of Vince. And this year, old Dwayne walks in, tried to screw it up again.
Dwayne washing.
And I will give them credit for, like, going back and going, brother, they don't want to see this. Maybe it was his idea. Maybe he went, you know what? They're right. I do not want to go in and get booed in a singles match against Roman Reigns for 20 minutes in my final match.
My third eye, my conspiracy brain, understands that this was an attempt at 4D chess. They did all of this knowing to try to take your mind off of all of this real life stuff that is taking place and The Rock being on the board and the lawsuit and all this other stuff. We're going to make this so messy that people will be distracted from the nonsense and the messiness that we are in real life with our messy storyline. That's what conspiracy
brain is thinking. I don't think it was 4D chess at all. I think they had a plan last year, and this old idiot walked in and changed it. He thought he had some better idea. And then this year, they did the whole thing again. And then come January, Rock gets $30 million and a spot on the board, and he gets to do what he wants. But turns out he didn't get to do what he wanted. Or maybe he does want to do this. Maybe this was his call after they got the reaction he got. Because don't even tell me he was expecting to get this kind of heat. I think he's fine getting heat. He's got the Cody Crybaby shirt. But not, we want to kill your daughter heat. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, people think I hate the chat, but this guy's got the best idea I've seen in a long time. Dirty Dom beats Kevin Owens because of Logan Paul, and then Logan Paul screws Kevin Owens, so they face off at Mania or whatever. He gets into Elimination Chamber. Dom wins the chamber match. Dom goes on to WrestleMania. He beats Seth Rollins.
Oh, my God.
And then Priest immediately cashes in on him. I like that a lot.
Wait a second. Do you like that?
He'd
more?
Be the most over babyface on the entire roster.
Could he not if he did just that. Do that with Drew McIntyre and then just completely pee in Drew McIntyre's corner?
Well, of course he
could.
Him? Of course
do
he could.
That way. That
of
would
course
be...
he could. But you know that Priest is breaking
it
away
from
these,
funny.
These guys. And that is an awesome way to do it. I like that.
Oh, man. A bunch of bri babies in there.
All righty. There are bri babies all over in this chat. I'm going to make that shirt. DJ, I'll split it with you.
Will you make it like the Muppet Babies thing?
And Lenny, you got to wear it because you lost two bets to me now, if I recall correctly. He lost. I told him that it was going to be Cody versus Roman at Mania. He did not believe me. He was absolutely positive that was not going to happen. There was no chance. He was wrong. He was absolutely positively wrong about, what was the other one? Oh, yeah, Jay White beating MJF.
Yes.
So, brother, you need to wear that Bri Baby shirt when I get it printed up. Yep. All right. What else do we have? Tonight,
not
NXT.
Much. Not much.
Tonight, NXT. I got a buddy there who goes, you're gonna be wrong about this one. Oh, yeah? Kiana James and Brinley Reese, Lola Vice and Tatum Paxley, and Adriana Rizzo and Jada Parker. Three women's matches on one show. All featuring almost entirely green talent.
I will say
Kiana is not green.
We got forest green. We got pine green. How many shades of green do we have there?
Oh, he knows I love the show. He also knows I don't think this is going to be very good at all. We got Tony D and Stax versus Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin.
I like that.
See, this actually depresses me because I wish that Braun and Baron had done this a year ago so they could do a one-year run as, like, the greatest tag team in all of wrestling. But I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they could win, but obviously Braun's go to the main roster sooner rather than later. Carmelo Hayes and Joe Gacy. Could possibly care less about Joe Gacy's character, so whatever. And we got Ridge Holland versus all three of Gallus. I got nothing against Gallus, but I don't care. Like... I just don't care.
Why does everybody bully Ridge? I mean, we have all of these other, like, you know, teen NBC 90s style moments. Like, why can't somebody befriend Ridge Holland? Why is he all on his own there? Like, him walking around inside, like, the confines of the performance center is what life is like for people in the parking lot usually. Like, he has to come to work every day and expect to get beat up by three people and have no friends or backup whatsoever. Odd.
I don't get this chat sometimes. Like, this guy here, Jingo, says, Brian loves zany WWE, NXT. Bro, I'm sitting here telling you how I don't think this NXT show is going to be good at all. I shouldn't say it all. I do expect the tag team title match to be really good. Which, by the way, is not zany at all. There is nothing zany about Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin, unless you consider death and violence zany, which I do not.
Is Izzy Dame zany?
And then
she add anything to your girl, Kiana James's character?
I'll tell you what could be zany. Von Wagner and Mr. Stone versus Noam Dar and Oro Mensah.
What is
and
going
I am looking
on
forward
with
to
all
that.
This? Why is with his kids there, and we are getting a lot of Mr. Stone. Like, we are really getting cranked up on Mr. Stone here. Are we getting ready to see not only the possibility of Carmelo and Braun on the main roster, but Mr. Stone and Von Wagner on the main roster? It's what this is feeling like.
Hey, but don't you forget that Von Wagner was on the main roster for like 2 days, and yes, then we never saw him again. Well, yeah, Vince probably saw him for the first time and was like, get that guy on! Well, now he's gone. And then this guy goes, Brian was fully against Ruby Soho, Outcast, Cool Hand Story until he started watching Rampage and loved it. I did?
You started watching Rampage?
Okay, I'm Brian. The other fella is Vinny. Vinny was the guy that really liked that one segment. Okay, I'm not Vinny. I do not love that storyline. It's whatever.
What does Tom come down on this?
I don't think Tom's watching it either.
No.
And I also, did you not listen to the show this weekend where, and I was talking about how this split between Ruby and Saraya just felt like it was out of the blue. Like they were building it up during a tag match and then she just walked out on her and it just was done like that. I cannot say that this is my favorite AEW storyline or even close.
I don't know if it was out of the blue.
But thank you for not listening.
Yeah. Apparently you're not watching.
Oh, don't forget, it's the date.
What date?
Thea Hale.
Oh.
Thea and that other bloke.
Yeah, Valentine's Day tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow, the Valentine's Day Dynamite. This also does not feel like a blowaway show. Young Bucks versus Top Flight. Adam Copeland, Daniel Garcia. Winner gets Christian. I'll move on. Sky Blue and Willow Nightingale, which I think we've seen some form of that match about 50 times. We'll hear from Hangman Joe and Swerve, and Tony Storm premieres Wet Ink.
Wet Ink.
That's it. That's all we know.
Mm. Are you going to be watching, or are you going to be going out with your woman, dropping the kids off somewhere, and enjoying your
on a school night?
Evening?
Not happening.
No.
No.
Sparks over, huh? Extinguished.
What are you talking about? I just said not on a school night.
Well, I'm just asking.
There are weekends.
Are you defensive?
There's plenty more.
Are things okay over there?
Things are quite fine. In fact, you'll know next week when you're doing the show half the time because I'm in an exotic location. But I will be doing most of the shows, everybody, so don't get on me.
Portland?
I'm going back to Hawaii.
Okay.
I know we just went, but like things worked out. School break.
Hey.
I'm bringing all the equipment. I'll be doing all the shows.
Bringing all your equipment
You can look at the sunshine in the background. It'll be nice. It'll be nice.
Oh, man. Just don't go to those Black Sands. I've heard they're very disappointing.
I'm not going to Black Sand Beach. I'm going to a shoot sand beach. Not this gimmick sand.
Gimmick sands?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Get out of here.
Steve Austin is not closing the door on competing in the ring again. Came out of retirement, Mania 38. First match in nearly two decades. Beat Kevin Owens, which actually was a really good match. Interview with ESPN. 59-year-old Austin. Apparently he's been watching Sting. Didn't rule out the possibility of another match. He said, I'd never get in the ring again unless all the stars aligned. For some reason, somehow they did. At the age of 57, headlined the first night of Mania. Never thought I'd do that. If you'd have told me that when I retired in 2003, I'd have said, you're crazy. So I'm not going to sit here and say no to anything, because you never say never in this crazy business of sports entertainment. When asked about whether he had an idea of what opponent he would like in his perhaps career final match, he said he did. But he did not want to mention the name, because he was not promoting the match, nor did he want to add pressure on WWE, or the foe, says here, to make it happen. When asked about potentially facing Punk, Austin did say the matchup, quote, would be a good one. I like Punk, he says. I think Punk likes me. I thought that once. So as long as he can take a stunner, I consider him a great friend, great guy, and a great wrestler who's had a great career. I'm pretty sure just about anybody could take a stunner. I'm sure that Punk right now could take a stunner with his injury.
I think we've seen over time there are people who cannot
actually,
take stunner.
There is one guy.
Vince?
Who could not take a stunner, and it was Vince.
And Linda was not a pro stunner taker either, if I recall correctly. There were some other There were some other bad stunners, but yeah, for the most part, it was impossible to take a stunner, even if you didn't know how to take it, because you would just come down and crack your chin on the top of his shoulder, and he would laugh at you and pour beer on you.
I'm just talking about Austin would get hurt, he would gas out, etc. Guys, he wrestled Kevin Owens 2 years ago. It was great. Well, he did not get hurt. He did not get gassed out. He did
gimmicky.
A ton of stuff, and it was good.
And again, a big gimmick match like that. Or look, we have already established it, even though we have not seen much of it since Bray Wyatt. We have had cinematic matches. One of The Undertaker's last matches was a cinematic adventure with AJ Styles. For them to do some sort of half cinematic, half live of thing at WrestleMania with Steve Austin and somebody, I could absolutely see that happening. Absolutely see
DJ that. Says it was 2 years ago. Yeah, it was. And Rock hasn't wrestled in 10 years. Of the two of them, I'm far more worried about The Rock going into Mania this year than Steve Austin. Although at least it'll be a tag match.
Hell, I never tore my stomach muscles.
Tony Khan detailed what AEW's doing to create a safe working environment. Told fans cited. It's a great question. Everyone knows all the questions people ask Tony are great?
Yes.
It's always a great question. I can't comment on the terrible allegations against WWE right now.
Thanks, I think
that's
guys.
Something people are paying a lot of attention to right now with good reason. First and foremost, trying to create a safe locker room environment for everybody, women and men. We have a good bond. I think we have a great locker room. I think everybody knows there's a support system here, a lot of channels. I think everybody feels very good about having a safe place and a safe workplace. There are people you can talk to. There are people in the office, even on the wrestling side. For us, I think it's the most important thing. In any office, of any workplace, it's just having a lot of people that will listen and want to make the company a good, safe place to work. That's what he has to say.
That's right. Get rid of CM Punk, and that helps things, apparently.
Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Rocky Romero, now working in the office at AEW and working for New Japan still.
Mm-hmm.
You remember he was on the show a while ago, and I said, how do you do all this? You do New Japan and CMLL, and you're traveling all over, and your office, and you're wrestling. And he goes, I don't know. I don't know how I do it. Now he's got another job. So happy for him. I know a lot of people there are very happy for him. So hopefully it works out great.
Yeah, I wonder what it's like to be a quadruple agent. Because another thing in my conspiracy mind that people have turned me on to in your board today, I found out that apparently there are people online very upset with Rocky Romero. You see, Rocky Romero is a double agent, Brian. Rocky Romero may be the funnel. Rocky Romero may be Todd Gordon. He may be Bill Alfonso. He may be the person funneling people down to WCW, or should I say AEW. The new WCW, Tony Khan's WCW. He's the reason that all of these people are leaving New Japan Pro Wrestling. He should be ashamed of himself, apparently, Brian.
Lenny goes, when you love what you're doing, you're not working. That's a nice old saying, but I love what I'm doing, and yeah. I work a lot.
Yeah,
and sometimes it really feels like working.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
Go have your car break down and tell the guy you're going to pay for it with love. See what he does to you.
That hour-long cage match on New Japan. I loved it, but it was work.
That was sometimes love hurts.
It was work. We had good numbers this week. Collision, 491,000 viewers and a 0.15, which is a very good number. Rampage, 456,000 and a 0.14, which is a very good number.
Yeah.
And my God, this SmackDown, 2.6 million viewers. And a 0.75. You know, I hesitate to even say this because I don't want people writing a bunch of stupid stories.
Good.
So as always, let me just begin by saying that this is speculation.
Do not report this.
Yeah, I'm not reporting anything, okay? No. But I was thinking about this the other day. SmackDown did 2.6 million viewers and a 0.75. Okay? That's a gigantic number. You know, we've been talking about this for a while. It is very possible that sometime in the next couple of months, SmackDown is going to be the number one show on all of television over the course of a full week. The number one story, the number one show on all of television, all television, in a full week will be SmackDown. It's never happened before in the history of wrestling. Ever. Going back to Gorgeous George on the Dumont Network,
mm-hmm.
You know, Dave notes that now he's trying to claim it wasn't 33 million for Hogan and Andre. Don't try that, brother.
It's closer to 21, Brian.
But the point is, you know, that even that was like in, you know, it was like ranked 25 or something for the week. So many people were watching television. So for wrestling,
well, Dave forgets that we all didn't have cable at that time either, you know.
For wrestling to be number one.
Numero uno.
On all of television for a week is crazy. And it's SmackDown on Fox.
Yeah.
And of course, SmackDown is going to USA because, you know, Fox didn't want to pay what they wanted. Because, quite frankly, there is the issue with pro wrestling. I mean, you know, you're not making 0.75 like you would for football or something like that. When you look at the advertisers and everything,
well, your BS
there is that issue.
The BS line didn't work with them anyway because they were promised a 1.0. And unlike Bonnie Hammer and USA, who has a long relationship, if you don't hit a number that you say, or if you're dealing with somebody else, Fox looked at that and said, we're not getting a return on our investment.
But here's the
it's
point.
Gone.
Here's the point. They did not pick up SmackDown. No. SmackDown's going to USA. NXT is about to be the top show on CW by a wide margin. Maybe the top show in all of wrestling, and I'll really have the last laugh.
Oh, all of TV, come on.
Yeah, yeah. And then, obviously, Raw is going to Netflix. So what's my point?
I don't know.
My point is, Fox is giving up this show that was getting a 0.75, okay? Everyone's talking about WBD. What could AEW get for their next deal? I think that it is possible. I have no inside information whatsoever, but I think it is possible that Fox might make a big offer to AEW because Fox is not going to pay $400 million for WWE. Would they pay $150 million? To get Dynamite on Fox? Like, Dynamite wouldn't do a 0.75, but would they pay $175 million to get what they think might be a 0.4? I don't know. I do not think that this is out of the realm of possibility.
I do.
You can all laugh at me now.
I do.
But I do not think this is out of the realm of possibility.
Well, here's the thing. I don't... And put it where? On the Fox network? Or, I mean, that's the only place it could go. I mean, if you're putting it on FX, that would be Disney. I mean, I could see at Disney wanting to put it on an FX because it would immensely prop up what that station is doing. I can see a lot of cable companies absolutely wanting it. The only reason I can see Fox wanting it is because I think FS1 is built different than ESPN. And I think you can pull off on a Wednesday night having AEW there. But the problem is then you really damage Rampage if it sticks around, and definitely Collision, because look at all of the programming that they have to fulfill when it comes to college football and basketball and all that stuff. So I don't look, if they came with the money, I would take the money, and the fact that you'd be on Fox.
You'd take the money.
Sure, and the fact that Fox gives you some prestige, but I don't know how that deal works the best. I honestly can't see it working for either side very well in the long run.
Well, it would work well for, dude, AEW on Fox with a huge increase would work just fine for AEW.
Would it work just fine
for Fox? That's the question.
But that's, it wouldn't. And I
that's
can't
the
see
question.
Fox, but, and I could see Fox having the same attitude that the guy at USA did and NBC did when they left and said, we don't want somebody else in here. We don't want a second best. We don't want ECW when they lost Raw to Paramount or whatever it was at the time. Pop TV. What the hell was the name of the station? Spike TV. You know, when they lost it to Spike. So I don't know. Again, Paramount is the interesting one because even though they're doing all of this cost cutting, it's not like they don't have some money to spend. And they are the only ones not involved in the wrestling game. And if they want to do something to boost Paramount Plus, then okay, AEW, come over here. It will be a great place for you to put your library. We'll focus on ROH. We'll put you right on the main screen. You can watch MTV. You can watch BET. You can watch the Godfather movies. And yes, AEW, front and center right there. I think that's a better possibility and a better fit, you know, than what you're getting with Fox. I don't see how that would work at all with Fox. I really don't.
I have no idea what you're talking about. The exposure of Fox, a 0.75 for pro wrestling.
Why would Fox want them, Brian?
That's what I agree with that.
Where,
I don't know if Fox would want them. I'm
where
saying,
it, okay,
why would AEW not want to be on Fox?
No, AEW absolutely.
They would be thrilled to be on Fox.
That, yeah, if they're, because look, if they have any other suitor besides WBD, they're going to be happy about it because it'll drive up some interest from WBD. But the idea of them on Fox is insane. Where do you put them on the schedule? Where do you
Jingu's
put
saying
AEW
will not get a 0.75. You don't say.
Brian,
did you listen to a word I said, Jingu?
I don't know.
It's not about getting a .75. It's like, can it do very well with them paying significantly less than they paid WWE?
Not well enough to justify the investment and the cost, because if you're looking down at the advertisers when it comes to established product like WWE, which does have mainstream sponsors, if you're not getting it out of them, what are you getting out of Tony Khan? What are you getting out of the AEW product? I don't think you're getting as much as you would have a couple of years ago. I just don't think
they have
enough to sell themselves on.
I don't know. I'm not saying it's going to happen at all. I'm saying I don't think it's impossible.
I say you take that effort, and even though you sell yourself to Fox, I think you got to be more realistic about it and look for some of these other places, even a place like an Amazon, even though that's an interesting one, too.
Lenny here deals in absolutes. It's so amazing. They will never leave WBD again.
Ever.
What are you talking about? Criminies. How has Lenny not won the prediction show? I've never seen anyone so certain about everything, but he has not won the prediction show yet. I'm waiting. Next year will be your year, Lenny. Let's talk about Raw.
All right.
Let's talk about the main thing that bothered me. Why is Bronson Reed not wrestling in Australia?
He might be.
He could
be. Don't get that excited.
He could
yet.
Be. He could
yeah.
be. We do only have a week left, and he lost to Lashley in an Elimination Chamber qualifier. And I will say that he's on Twitter, like, pretty sad about this. You know, he's tweeting out that he let everybody down. He always wanted to wrestle in Australia. So maybe there's a story here. But I came up with my own story, because Lashley beat Bronson. And then later on the show, they had another qualifier, and Ivar ended up losing to LA Knight. So that means we've got Bronson Reed. There are too many Australians. God. Thank God you guys aren't bookers. Anyway, we got Ivar, and we got Bronson.
Yes.
Two men without a match.
Awesome.
Well, I got a match for you.
Mm-hmm.
I got a match for you. Bronson Reed versus Ivar. And brother, I won't pay for his ticket over there. That's expensive to go to Australia. But man, I'd love to see that match.
Meat slap.
Imagine all those people in that stadium chanting meat and going nuts for Bronson Reed. I mean, come on.
Or you could just do
Ivar doesn't need to be Australian, you geek. Bronson needs an opponent.
I can see them having Bronson Reed attack somebody going into that chamber, which they have not done in a while, laying them out. That way, he gets a big pop, gets into the chamber, doesn't win. He loses in his home country, so his nefarious act doesn't get rewarded completely. But I think it's a way you get a big pop and get him in that main event match. Do it that way.
Well, he says Bronson and Ivar is a kickoff match material. Fine. I mean, get him on the show. Get him on the show and have him steal the show in that pre-show match.
I think that would get a big reaction. I think you would want that as your kickoff match or your first match on the show. I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. There's no insult there. But on the show here.
Now, what I was baffled about also was I'm going to be interested to see the Raw quarters, because the main event of this show was Nakamura, Sami Zayn. And
that was a segment.
Like, as we're going to it, I'm thinking, is that really the main event? And then I got thinking about it more, and I was like, why are they wrestling? Like, I have no idea.
Because
I have no idea why they're wrestling. It's not a chamber qualifier. It's not to win a shot at Mania, or, like, there was no reason for the match.
Shinsuke tapped into the production. That's why.
But it's okay to have a match where there's, like, no point to it or whatever, but not the main event. Like, the main event should have been a chamber qualifier or some sort of stipulation of some sort. Instead, I'm watching it. It's like, okay, that's cool.
I'm blaming Dwayne.
I'm not blaming Dwayne for this one.
I am.
They had a great line, too, where Becky said that she had to explain to her child why her daddy wanted to beat up Maui. I laughed. That was good delivery, Becky. Good delivery. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
We we all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Well, tonight, for the Brian and not Vinny, he's in Calgary still, but Sean and Craig and Granny will be here. We're watching some matches from WrestleMania 35, which I went to live. Black History Month, we're going to watch Kofi Mania's culmination as he defeated Daniel Bryan to win the WWE title. We're going to watch that, plus Triple H and Batista, and Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair. I was here in the building. Made me want to never go to WrestleMania again.
It must have been the Meadowlands, eh?
Not because of the show itself, but because of the everything that happened after the show. But we're going to review that tonight.
Your own personal Cow Palace moment in the parking lot of East Rutherford, New Jersey.
It was horrible. And then we'll at some point figure out next month. I really want to go back and watch some of those WWF. What are the shows from the 80s that they just added? The weekly show? Spotlight? WWF?
I don't know. Was it Challenge? Superstars?
Yeah, I almost said Collision. Challenge. They've got some like mid-80s WWF Challenge. So I'm thinking maybe we'll do a month of that.
You know what you get with that, too. If nothing else, even though you get some bad squash matches, you get Bobby Heenan and Gorilla Monsoon, and they are excellent together.
Yes, they were great. I grew up with them. Mm-hmm. Loved them. Hey, we're out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening here today. I'll be back later on tonight, back tomorrow here for more. Check out WrestlingObserver.com, video.f4wonline.com. And that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.